Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
As we continue our conversations from across the country, we now head to St. Louis and also to Atlanta, Georgia. In St. Louis, Adam Allington, a reporter at KWMU, and in Atlanta, Susanna Capiluto, news director at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good morning and welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Adam, let's start with you in St. Louis, in the middle of the country. Are they celebrating? Are they excited there?
Oh, yes. There's definitely a real vibrating sense of excitement here in St. Louis. And actually, a lot of the excitement we have for today's ceremony actually got rolled out yesterday for the observance of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday.
And, you know, we actually have a little sound from that. So let's listen.
Somebody told me that tomorrow we got a new president. Is that true? Yeah. What's his name? All right.
So, Adam, they're already on a 24-hour cycle here, heading into the day two of celebrations. What's happening?
Most definitely. A lot of local venues, local universities are showing the swearing-in ceremony on Jumbotron TV screens. There's the St. Louis Science Center showing the entire day's festivities on the OmniMax screen. Just a lot of inauguration watching parties going on for the evening. Local restaurants and businesses are all, you know, giving people the day off and just kind of like a holiday atmosphere.
And Susanna, we've talked to some folks already today in Atlanta, and they just gave us a laundry list of the events, everything from balls all the way down to parties and barbershops. I mean, you've been around the block a few times. You ever seen anything quite like this?
Not quite like this. And what I also like to say is that traffic is very light because I think, you know, a lot of people are not here. A lot of people are in D.C. So the ones that are left behind, so to speak, sort of putting on a party, would try to party here. But I think anybody who is somebody in Atlanta is trying to make it to Washington and did. So we have our parties here. And what I like, there's also a nice party in Plains, Georgia, which is the home of Jimmy Carter. There the Peanut Brigadiers are putting on a show at the, you know, and things like that. And then, you know, I don't know, all the schools, of course, the kids are not learning anything today. They're going to be watching the inauguration. I know my kids are. You know, the Atlanta Public Schools has probably told teachers, let the kids watch. So all the gyms will have it, you know, on big screens and things like that. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a fun day here in Atlanta.
And I'm just wondering, how does this fuel itself, all of this excitement and joy? Because, you know, as you know, Susanna, I was there in Atlanta on Election Day, and I felt all that energy. And here we are several months later, and it seems like it hasn't really gone away much. It hasn't stopped. So how do you see this translating into the community?
I think it will have an incredible impact in Atlanta because, I mean, especially Atlanta. I mean, Georgia is, of course, a red state, but Atlanta is sort of this blue bubble in the center of this state. You know, it is a very Democratic city. And we're going to have mayoral elections coming up this coming year, and I think you're going to see people very, very active all throughout the city in this. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I think it'll just energize the city and thereby also probably energize Democrats in the state. At least that's what they say. They think they have an in with the Obama administration, and they think, you know, it will help them in the long run.
And, Adam, in St. Louis, I mean, the Midwest has had a tough time. It's been hit hard by the economy. Is there this great sense, this confidence that Barack Obama can really take on some of these issues and make a difference?
I think there is that sense here in St. Louis. I mean, during the 08 campaign, St. Louis was the site of, a rally under the arch that drew 100,000 people. It was the biggest rally of the 08 campaign. So there is a lot of excitement and energy behind Barack Obama. And, of course, a lot of people living in southern Illinois work in St. Louis. So there is a sense that he's kind of one of our own, and he represents the kind of, you know, common sense Midwestern values that a lot of Missourians really take to heart. And, you know, they're really, really pushing to get behind him right now. There's, you know, it's just been continuing right through from the campaign up till now.
And given that St. Louis is a city that has a very strong African-American community, do you think in the African-American community there's a sense that somehow Barack Obama is going to be more responsive to some of the very serious issues that plague the African-American community?
Definitely. I mean, St. Louis is really kind of like the northernmost southern city. While we didn't have the, history of sort of aggressive segregation of many of the, you know, the true southern states. We do have a reputation as a racially divided city. Del Mar Boulevard is a big street that cuts right through St. Louis, and it's sort of like the demarcation between black and white St. Louis. And the Board of Aldermen actually honorarily renamed that street Barack Obama Boulevard last week.
Wow. Well, you know, so Cincinnati strives to be the northernmost southern city sometimes as well, so there are a lot of places bucking for that. We're asking everyone around the country this morning, what's the issue in the state that's going to determine the sort of starting success of this administration? Adam, you first, and then Susanna.
The economy, definitely. People are waiting to see if some of the fiscal stimulus money will find traction here in Missouri. And I think that's what people are waiting for right now.
Susanna?
It's the same here. Everybody we ask, we thought people would say health care, but it was the economy. Absolutely.
I mean, in South Dakota, they were saying health care this morning. So, you know, it is a diversity of opinions, right. Although I'm not surprised to hear you say the economy. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're
both.
Welcome.
Adam Ellington is a reporter at KWMU in St. Louis, and Susanna Capelluto, a friend here of The Takeaways, news director at Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta.